So I'm going to need some help. We've got at least three helpers. We might need some others. Raki might be able to sort of stand and hold up. So who knows who was at invited to the birth of Jesus? Can anyone remember some of the people who were invited? Anyone? Yeah, who was there? Three wise men. Right, can we find some wise men down here? Oh, look at this.
There's four of them.
Oh, no, these guys are different. Oh. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to hold that. You reckon you can you become a wise man? Oh, look at that. You guys are in the story. This is the photo op, by the way, if anyone. And after the service, if you feel like you need to be part of the story, we have all the props. You can just get yourself. Yeah, if you haven't done your Christmas card yet, it's a little bit late, but, you know, there's an opportunity right there. So we've got some wise men. There's two there. There's another one floating around somewhere. We'll get him up soon. Who else? Who else is part of the story? Anyone remember? Shepherds. Fantastic. Well, that's what these guys are for. You can put the wise men down if you want to be shepherds now. I mean, you know, if others want to do some of this too. Shall we?
You guys, you adults.
Well, oh, okay. We can be the wise men.
Jimmy needs to. With hair like that, he's a wise man.
There you go. We're wise men.
Yeah.
We got some shepherds.
Wow.
There we go.
I don't know about the guy on my right.
Does that make us wise men?
Yeah, darling.
Oh, thank you, Maya. Awesome. So we've got some shepherds, we've got some wise men. Anyone else? Who was else at the birth of Jesus or around there? Yes? Oh, you just need someone. A donkey? Hey, I might just happen to have something like that. Did someone order some animals? Come on then, donkey. You reckon you can do a camel as well?
Yeah.
Oh, man, awesome. Yeah, we had some animals, right? Animals were there as well. Not to be... got to treat the camel carefully. They have a reputation. Who else was at the birth of Jesus? Mary. Yeah. And Jesus. Yes. Let's not forget Jesus. I'm going to need some help here. Thanks, Luke. Do you want to? We need a baby Jesus. Do you reckon you could do that? Or Mary? You could be Mary. That's Joseph. Yeah, that's Dad's role. Oh, there's Mary. You could be baby Jesus. He's the other wise man, by the way, if you wonder where. Yeah. But just a little point of fact, by the way. It doesn't actually say there were three wise men in the story, just that there were wise men with three gifts. So, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I ruined it for everyone. So there we go. Have we got everyone so far? Have we got everyone? Have we? Angel. Yeah. Okay. I don't have one cut out, but there is one on top of the tree, which is always there. And is there anything else or anyone else invited to the birthday that we've forgotten so far? Yay! Awesome! I'm going to put this down now because I've got hands. Right. Susie, you're our star. Ah, you are a star. There's no hole for that, I'm afraid. So I think, have we got everyone? Spirit of the Lord. We'll call that Jesus for now. Yeah. So, now here's the question. Is there anyone missing? No, Joseph's there. In the story of the most incredible birth in history, the one we call the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the one who is on whom the government rests on his shoulders, at a birthday party that significant, who would you expect to be there? But who doesn't seem to be? What was that? There's a king. Where's King Herod? King of Israel at the time. The great king, he calls himself. Great King Herod. Herod the Great. Who else in this world should have been at such an important birthday? Yeah, what about the high priest? Where was he? Where's his invite? He's not part of the story. I mean, he comes in later, but it's not a good look for him. Anyone else? Can you think of anyone else? Who? God? I hope he's here. Present in some ways. No, is there anyone else who was a great figure of history at this time? Caesar. Excellent, yeah. Caesar Augustus. You know, Augustus kind of means great, doesn't it? August present, a great person. And Caesar Augustus, who was the... the adopted son of Julius Caesar. He called himself the Son of God because Julius Caesar, of course, when he died, he ascended to the heavens and they could see him as one of the stars up there. And he said, that's him. And so I must be the Son of God because that's my daddy up there in the heavens. Right? So you've got all these, Herod the Great, the high priest, and Caesar Augustus. None of these great people are anywhere in the story of the birth of the greatest person who has ever lived. So what does that tell you? So if you've ever had a birthday party or organized one, maybe think of the most important person you can think of right now. Someone who's, if they had a birthday party, you know, a significant birthday party, that if you didn't get the invite, you'd feel kind of snubbed. Who would that be? Who are you thinking? I mean, I know we're all thinking of the same person, right? The most important person that we can think of in this room other than Jesus, Pastor Rocky. If he had a birthday party, let's say he's as old as 50, and he's going to have a 50th birthday party, which is a big deal, right? It's half a century. And he's going to have a big birthday party, and Karen's working out the guest list, and you can't have everyone, can you? You can't invite everyone. There's only so much room in their house or wherever, that even if they hire a big barn or the Claudens Event Centre, still you're going to have to limit the numbers, and you're going to choose who are the most important people to Rocky. You're going to say, well, who does he value? Who does he want to be at his birthday party celebrating with him? So, and if you go to his birthday, because he's such a special guy, and we all want to be at his birthday party, if you go to his special birthday party, that makes you special, doesn't it? Because being special to someone special makes you special, right? Is that true? And if he doesn't invite you, how do you feel? Where are you now on the pecking order? Because you might have thought, right, you might have thought that you were really close to him, and you were like really important in his life, and you didn't get the invite. And you'd be thinking, oh, hang on a minute. I'm going to have to reassess my life. Right? If I'm not invited to someone's special party like Rocky's, what is that saying about me? And if I am, what does it say about me? So all of these great people who think of themselves as great, they have the names that declare their own greatness. Herod the Great. But was he? Was he? Was he great? What about Caesar Augustus, this august person, emperor of the known universe in his own mind? Was he that august? Because Jesus didn't want his presence at his birthday party. And the high priest, the most important religious figure in Israel, therefore probably the most important figure in Israel, where's he? Not so high. Not in God's mind. So, what does God's invite list tell us about who God thinks is special? What does the list, the people and the creatures who he invites say about who he is and who he finds special? Let's take the shepherds, for example. Why would he invite the shepherds? Well, maybe he doesn't think that Herod the Great and the high priest are true shepherds of Israel. You know, Jesus talks about himself as being the good shepherd. Like, you know, not now, because it would be creepy if Jesus from the crib started to say, I'm the, you know, let him grow up and get some vocal cords going. But when he is old enough, he says, you know what, I am so happy to align myself with shepherds, because good shepherds are great leaders of people, because they don't consume the flock. They don't take advantage of the flock. They treat them with care. They go after the one that's lost. True shepherds of Israel are just like shepherds. So of course, he's actually invited the true caliber of leadership that God values to his birthday. It's the shepherds. That's what leadership looks like to God. That's what leadership looks like to God. So they're there, of course. And you know, the other thing that Jesus said when he says, I am the good shepherd, he says, and there are people who are of my flock, but they're not with me yet, and I'm going to call them. He already has. Where do these wise men come from? From afar, from a long, long way away. They were called to the birthday. They are a sign and a symbol that God has a big flock, and it's not just those born in Israel to Jewish parents. It is whomever God calls his children. They are his children. And he has a massive flock, and they are from afar, and that's a good thing because I'm not born Jewish. And I don't think many of you are, which means it's a really good thing that Jesus has a flock from afar that he calls to himself. And here are the wise men. They've come to show their love and gratitude to the one who calls them. And that's awesome. Let's not forget the animals. Is Jesus just the Lord of humans? Is Jesus just the one who cares only for humans? Or is he the one who sustains all of creation in himself? Who made everything, all animals, all creatures, the entire universe? The greats, I'm sure you learned this when you were a child, I did anyway. God so loved the world, he gave his only son. The word world means cosmos, means all of the universe. God so loves everything. Everything that he made, he loves. And here they are, represented in animals that are around him. Because the great king of heaven is not shamed by being born among the creatures that he created. Why would he be? He loves them. And we can add to that the star and the angel, all of these created beings of his whom he loves, he wanted to be at his birthday party. And finally, Mary and Joseph. They're not saints. I really liked that clip because she presented Mary as a normal human, a normal woman working out, what on earth has just happened to me? I did not see this coming. She wasn't sitting in her room going, I'm just waiting for destiny to come to me because I'm clearly a great person and God recognizes this and it's just a matter of time. She was surprised. She was stunned. She was somewhat taken aback because she didn't expect it because she's not a great person. She's a humble person. And she was amazed that God would consider her, think of her, call her. So what about us? Are we great people? Are we filled with self-importance? Do we think, well, of course we're going to be invited to the throne room of heaven to get our due because we're awesome. Everyone knows that. Or do we think, what an amazing thing that the King of Heaven would think of me. What an incredible honor that God has called my name, that before the creation of the earth, he knew you and called you. And we are represented in all of the story, though we are not personally there, we're represented by all of these people, all of these elements of the story that say God is at home with the humble. He is gentle of spirit. He is humble in nature. And he calls us to be his children. Are you at home here? Are you at home with this story? Because you belong here. Are you at home in your body, your faith body? Do you feel that belonging that comes with the union of Christ and his spirit? Because we have never worshipped before, but I feel at home. Because we all belong to the one Father. We all have one parent. We are all family of God. That's the incredible story that this is telling us. You belong. So at Chapel Hill, we take communion every week. It's a brethren thing. And we would like to invite you to communion this morning as well, to join us in that. Because what we're going to do is we're going to take these elements and they don't look like much. It's pretty humble fare, if we're honest. We're going to take a tiny piece of bread and a little cup of juice. So I'm going to invite you to come forward. We'll bring the table to the center. We're going to come forward and take those elements, go back to our seat. And you know what? Those bits are going to disappear into our body. And his body and his blood will become part of our body. And we together will consume it and we'll look around and go, where is the body of Christ gone? Where have the elements gone? And we'll go, it's us. He's in us. We are the body of Christ. Yeah, thank you. So sometimes we can be quite self-reflective when it comes to communion, thinking about who we are and where we're at with God. And that's a good thing to do. But I'd like you this morning to think about who we are together because of Christ. To look around the room as you take these elements and go, well, I don't know that person maybe, but they are my brother or sister. And to take the piece of bread and to drink the cup with that in mind, we are family. and we take this family meal together. So let me pray. I'm going to invite you forward. And don't run unless you're really keen. King of heaven, Lord of all, you did not consider it a shame or shameful to come down to earth to be one of us and one with us, God with us in flesh. You do not consider being with us lowering your status in any way, but instead you want to let us know that in our relationship with you, we are priceless in your eyes. We thank you that you gave the ultimate gift at this table, symbolized in your body and your blood, broken and spilt for us, that we might know for sure, for eternity, we are yours, because you paid the price, and there's no higher price possible than your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So I invite you to come forward, take a piece of bread and a cup, go back to your seat, and look around as you take it. As the baskets are slipping around, I hope the C3 will indulge me for a moment. We just want to say a formal farewell to one of our members who will, via marriage, be heading off to another church next year. So this is her last day with us. I presume you'll be with us tonight as well. Yeah, cool. But this seems like the appropriate time to say farewell, Janie. And in fact, I'd love to pray for you as well. Would you mind sharing the spotlight with me? Yeah, that's awesome. Janie's been a big part of our church for a long time. She's been contributing in so many different ways with children's ministry, with young adults, and on worship team, any number of things. And so we're going to miss Janie, and I'd just like to bless her and release her into the care of another church. Yeah. All right. Lord, we thank you for Janie and for all that she's meant to us, for all that she has done for us, what she has done with us, all that we've shared together. And we're going to miss her. But Lord, we thank you that she goes into another church and the care of that church. And Lord, we just release her from Chapel Hill and the burden of being a part of this community in a blessed way, and that she's now underneath another. Lord, we just pass it over to them now and ask that they bless her and that she blesses them in turn. And we ask her ask a blessing as well on her future marriage with Elisha, and that would be a real sign of your blessing as well. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Awesome. So, yeah. Tonight, we obviously have another big celebration. 8 o'clock, we're going to do it because the hope is it'll be dark enough, and this gloom probably doesn't hurt. It's going to be dark enough that if you come with, like, you know, self-propelled lights, with some neon glow sticks or something, we're going to turn off all the house lights, and you are going to be the lights. You guys are going to be the glow. And we want to have a lot of fun with some great carols, and that will be the main show. It'll be really just celebrating through song this incredible day coming for the next, right? So it's a good prep for that. So hope that you can make it. It'll be a lot of fun. Come dressed in lights and clothes, please. Yeah, probably should have mentioned that. Yeah. Right. Our final part of worship that we always do at Chapel Hill is our fellowship time. So I hope that you guys stay for tea and coffee, that you share a biscuit and a drink, and just get to know each other a little bit, and connect as family. And I'm going to bless you before we go into that next stage. Mai hoa koe manaki, mana koe tiaki. Mai hoa me ki a tiaho ton mataki a koe, mana hoki koe atawhai. Mai hoa tona kanohi whakara ki a koe, mana anō e tuku taranga marie ki a koe. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and bring you peace. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming. Would not have been the same without you. Please do stay for tea and coffee.